Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of The Boys Are Selling Men. I'm Brittany.
I'm Shay.
And we have a guest in the building. Hey, Diamond.
Hi. Hey, y'all.
Diamond.
Oh, I was about to say the same thing.
Go ahead.
Diamond is the owner of Le Chic 420. Yes, ma'am. So let's get into it.
Okay, first off, before we get into what you do regarding the cannabis industry, what is your and what was your first experience with cannabis? Like, what's your first memory?
My first memory with cannabis, I was probably like 20, and I had homegirls who smoked all the time, but I never wanted to smoke with them. And I was just having, I think, a rough night at work. I worked at Outback Steakhouse. And I had like the one in Southfield on Diane Greenfield. I had a stressful night, and I went to my friend's house afterwards, and she was like, I think you should just try to hit it. And I'm like, all right. And I hit it, and I had a laugh attack. Like, I blew everybody high that night, but I really liked the experience. So like, I started smoking with them more, and then the rest is history.
Okay, so I was telling her before you got here, I was intrigued because you started your business in 2016, and that was before like it was legalized here. It was like, what was you gonna
popular
say? Yeah, popular. Like it was people who smoke, but I think now, and even us getting into the industry, like because it's legalized and more people are getting into it, it's like you see a need, but you was starting to meet a need before it was like really there. So what made you say, I want to start an accessory line?
Okay, so this is a really cool story. It's my favorite part of my story because I've always been in a weed, obviously, like, you know, cannabis is my thing. I smoked. I've always been like, I'm super low-key, period. So like, I'm excited that you reached out to me because that means like I've been like pushing myself a little bit harder, so I'm trying to, you know, get out there more. And I'm very discreet and low key. So I would smoke weed, but nobody really would know unless you're smoking it with me. And one of my favorite cousins, she was a reverend, and it's really my favorite cousin's mom, but she was like my favorite cousin too because she's my favorite cousin's mom. And she was a reverend, and I have always like been into cute accessories and stuff like that, but I didn't really jump into the market and starts like really tapping into my brand until I was at church one time and I smoked and I had like some weed on me, and it was really embarrassing because she was like looking around like going crazy, and I'm like, oh my god. And she's like, I know that's you. And I'm like, no, it's not. And I looked at my bag and it was me. So I took her running out of church, and like the people was like the security and stuff, they're like, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah. So I hurried up and went to my car, and then after that we had a talk, and she's just like, you know, like, that is not ladylike. You know, you two kids be smelling like weed all the time, and you know, be high. You need to get yourself together. We had that talk, and I just started thinking about it, and I'm like, you know, like, I do take pride in people not really knowing that I smoke unless I tell you or I bring up the conversation first. Like, you know, smoking like a lady is important, and that's my slogan, smoke like a lady. So that's really how I just started tapping into like cute accessories and smell proof products. Like, all of my bags are smell proof.
Okay.
So that was something I really thought about. And unfortunately, my cousin did pass away in 2019. So my favorite bestseller bag is named after her, which is this purple one, the Sherry and Moore. And her name was Sherry. Sure. Her favorite color was purple. So
that's pretty. I'm going to have to get one of those for Amber.
Yeah, that's really how it got started. And I started actually going harder after seeing how many women smoked that wanted like cute products. And because I started tapping into the industry, like, you know, cookies and larger brands that have smell proof products, but they're not really geared towards women. Like, it's more so unisex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of like the trays,
like, black, and like, it's like, yeah, wow, it's like gaudy and just like there. If
it's
you are
gaudy,
cute,
that's
like
what it is.
Like, you know, discreet stoner, like, this could be taken for anything, you know. You can put anything in there. This is my favorite one because it's the biggest. This is my personal. So, like, you can put, like, your trays, garnish, all of that stuff in there. And no one has to know what it is unless they're in the secret society of knowing, like, oh, that's what she first went here. Like, she smoked, that's smell proof, whatever. So, took it, you know, ever since then. Just been being at, it's intriguing to me to meet so many other women like myself. So, that has been keeping me going, too, to know a lot of women. They may be a little bit more private, or like, you know, just more classy with it.
The classy lady. How do you go about marketing? Like, do you go, I see that you went to a pop-up events here, but do you go to, like, conferences, or, like, how do you meet these women?
I just talk. Like, the other day, I was my cousins, and I sold it back to their friend, and I'm like, you got it naturally, and I'm like, I didn't even pay attention that I was giving her a whole sales pitch, and this is me talking, like, you know, like, for instance, y'all cute, you know, we sit here chilling, and you're like, you smoke? And I'm like, oh, you like to smoke? Oh, like, you know, how do you consider your products? Do you like people to know you got kids? Like, you know, I got two smaller sons. So it's like, you know, how do you discreet your how do you, like, put your cannabis up and, you know, you don't want anybody else to know about it? Or how do you go about on a day-to-day if you got weed on you without smelling like it? Mm-hmm. And then I'll show it to them and they'll pretty much dig it unless they're, you know, they're not into the girly stuff. Mm-hmm. But most people are, even if they're not girly. And then God's asking, like, why you don't have anything for men? And I'm like, it's a lot of stuff for men.
Already pressure in the industry, yeah.
That's my issue.
So. Yeah, do your sons know you smoke?
My oldest. Old okay. I think my oldest, he's 4.
Okay.
Like, he kind of knows, but it's not, like, there. Like, he doesn't really know. But I do want them to know. Like, I don't want it to be necessarily a bad thing. Mm. Because weed is still, like, taboo in some places.
Yeah.
You're not so.
Have you thought about how you're going to have that conversation with them?
Aside from, like, saying it's my medicine or, like, you know, no. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I'm hoping that by the time that conversation does, like, if he happens to ask me, that it'll be more, you know, popular because it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. It is popular.
It's coming, you know. More people are indulging. More people are talking about it. More states are legalizing.
Yeah.
So,
I was trying to think about how would somebody approach a conversation if they smoke cigarettes. Like, I don't know.
Like to their kids. Probably don't even talk about it. Exactly.
They probably just see.
Yeah, like it's just. Yeah, they for sure probably have to smell it, but yeah. I think it's normal. So when you said that you had the experience at church. What was it like to now, because you have a brand, more people know that you consume? You still can be discreet about it, like, to the public world, but if I meet you, like, I'm going to know. Well, you couldn't smoke, because we did ask her before she got here if she smoked, because some people in the industry make products, but they don't consume. But now that more people do know, what was that like? Was it a conversation you had to have with yourself? Did you not think about it? You just jumped off the porch? Or
it was a conversation, and it's still hard for me.
Me too, sister.
It's still hard for me. I feel like a hypocrite because it's like it's not taboo, but I've always been in the corporate world.
You still are?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I sell insurance. You okay. know, uh-huh. So like I have a 9-to-5, mm-hmm. and no one knows I smoke, mm-hmm. and I probably will never tell them because it's like, yeah, whatever. I got my own friends and, you know, a set of people, but. I smoke on my way to work. I smoke on my lunch break. I smoke going home. You know, I smoke. And I really take pride in no one knowing. Like, it's kind of like a little adrenaline rush for me. You know, like, they don't even know I'm high. They wonder why I'm so happy. I'm really high. Like, they don't even know, you know. They don't know what I did on my lunch break. Because some people, you know, that's what I think also I took a long time to try to figure out my true target audience. Because most of my women that, you know, that love my products, they don't look like they smoke. And it is a look, unfortunately, because some women, they can have dark lips or, you know, just look a little smoked out. And
blue.
I take pride in people not really knowing unless I want you to know. And so it's still kind of like, I tell who I want. I feel a little room out. If I'm somewhere, I may not even smoke that whole night, depending on where we at.
Really?
No type of consumption, like edibles. Do you do anything outside of smoking?
So I dip and dabble with edibles, but they give me a different experience than I prefer.
Okay. So it's like, because the milligrams or you just think this
body high?
The milligrams. I might be taking too much, but it's more so of a body high, and I'm often for an out of body experience.
That's what I call the vacation high.
Jamaica.
Yeah, like that's
the only thing. Work or be regular to deal with my kids. It's like, what is going on?
And I used to work in the office, and now, you know, sometimes they be like, when you smoke, you can't smell
it. Oh, yeah,
it. You
I don't
smell
think
like
I
smoke.
Smell like it.
When I now that I know for a fact I used to be going to work
2-3 in the morning coming back from my lunch. And I know they was like, this girl smell like so much weed. But
I did my job.
No.
It's
good. But I work in a small, and I worked overnight. But now, like, just yesterday, we was in a meeting. We was playing this game, and it was like, pot. And they're like, head. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, that's not funny, but whatever. But yeah, I can't say nothing. Like, oh, I can't advocate.
I'm dead.
Still my job. Like, pot smoker.
Taking
like,
little shots, but not really taking a shot.
We know. I'm like, pot hole. What y'all talking about?
What? Pop rocks.
What are you So just little stuff like that that we still have to navigate. Like, I don't say nothing when y'all be smoking cigarettes or you got your breeze pen in your hand. No shade.
Or drinking.
I can hear it on the meeting.
Or drinking a lot, yeah. I've heard the drinking a lot in the breeze pens. It's like, don't ever come for weed smokers. Yeah.
Ever.
Especially. I feel like if you smoke cigarettes, you shouldn't come for weed smokers.
If you do anything that you indulge in, you shouldn't come to it. Yeah. Take care of it. The bag is so nice, y'all.
Yeah, I like
thank
it.
You.
Did you?
I didn't know this. I don't want to touch your bag, but I didn't know that this was a bag.
So tell us about all the products you have, because it looked like you get this manufactured. This is not. This ain't no Alibaba.
Yeah, my logo is my.
I saw it.
Last. So the tags are on the side of these, but this one is. They couldn't put it, so this tag is on the inside.
Okay.
That one is the biggest. Like you can put most, the majority of stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And I also have, so I thought I had trays. Oh, I do have trays in here for y'all to see. So I got iridescent and rose gold.
That's nice. So it like fit right into
everything fits like literally.
That's how ours fits. So funny.
Perfect fit.
So when you were like planning this out, did you like you thought about this? Like, did you think about your experience as a consumer or outside of wanting to smoke like a lady?
This was all like everything with my brand is literally stuff that I've told myself like, this would be good if you had this, or you know, how like what if you go somewhere and you pull this out? You know what I'm saying? Like,
period.
Like this is the
no, that's the
like, grinder.
Yeah, I was like, that's a grinder card.
This is a grinder card.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, it's a gift for you,
man. Oh, thank you. I got this.
She was just talking about that. See? She was
and
literally.
In this box, I got something for me.
Okay.
Literally, I had a pop-up shop the other day, and I had a lot of stuff left over in my car.
So did you sit with
it? So it's like, I smoke Slackwoods. Or Blackwoods.
Oh, Slackwoods. Why you call them
like
that?
No, they're called Slackwoods.
Oh.
Dang, I should have brought something if you've never seen them.
I'm like, Slackwoods, Backwoods.
Somebody else brand, but whatever. Slackwoods, they are Backwoods without the tobacco.
So
without
that big leaf?
No, that's like a fronto.
Oh, okay.
The Slackwood is like about this big, mm-hmm. and you don't have to cut it.
Okay.
So it's like, it's no, you know how you got to unroll it.
Yeah.
It's nothing inside of it. Mm-hmm. It's like a bare like leaf for you when it's already cut. If you want to cut it some more you can, but it's
okay.
Super
it is.
So
I'm like,
cute.
I smoke
on
the cones.
Well,
the scissors are cute.
Oh,
they look like
y'all gonna have to go on her Instagram because y'all I forgot we were recording on the for the podcast.
I got a website too.
Oh yeah. Go to the website.
Yeah. But yes, the whole kit fits in there.
That is so cute.
Oh, she's the content person.
I am the content person. I am. So like, where do you see it going? What's your next plan? Like, tell us more about the like your business side of how you got to this. Cause y'all, this stuff is so nice. Yeah.
Thank you. Really like. I am an over-the-top type of person with everything. So, like, everything I'm passionate about. And with this, I literally was thinking about stuff that I would like. And some of the unisex smell-proof bags, they weren't for me. And I'm looking like, even with my vendor. I worked with my vendor for probably, like, 6 months before I got a good bag. Because she was sending me so much unisex or, like, basic stuff. And I'm like, gotta come harder. Like I need something that's like it's me. This is me. Like you know, a luxury, like a good class mom will feel good carrying this around. Like my person that I really want to sit down and smoke my shit and be happy about it is Rihanna.
So you think with Rihanna in mind, is it you? Do you have a team? Like, do you run this a design studio?
Yeah, and I'm my goal for this year though is to outsource because I have learned the hard way that I cannot do everything on my own in order to succeed, and it's okay to have, you know, a good team and people to outsource. So that's my goal now. Just get some people to work with me on, you know, content creation, marketing. I gotta market better because I suck on social media, so like, I'm trying to get better with that. And you know, and I think that outsourcing to those who, you know, maybe went to school for it or that's their niche, it's better to reach out to them than try to do it all on my own, because it's hard. It's hard. And I've been doing this on my own since 2016.
Since cannabis has become legal in Michigan, have you seen like a shift or a increase in your business, or
a lot more people are more open to talk about it or ask me questions? And then, you know, like dispensaries, I'm working better with doing dispensary drops and working with local dispensaries to get them in there, because like right now my products are inside of OTM, Out the Mud. Dispensary is on 6 Mile in Southfield. You know where Pasta Bowl is?
Yeah, I know where you're talking about. Pasta Bowl,
you been there?
Mm-hmm.
My products are in that end.
I didn't see.
Yep, when you walk in, it's like a display.
You gotta go through 100 doors to get
it. Yeah, which is good though. Yeah. You know, I like that.
She said safe,
it's
secure.
Safe. Yeah. It's safe in there. But it's right in a display. Like, it's a shelf when you come in on the right hand side.
Okay, I was on the
kind of by the, like, the herbs over there is more so, you know, the snacks and the leaves and everything over there. Okay. And it's in that dispense. So people can go and pick it up.
So you are in stores.
Basically, yeah, we could say that. I'm working on more dispensaries, but
no, that's a
I was given the chance. Yeah, he's the first person to put me in his dispensary, so I'm grateful for that.
Shout out to the, giving a black woman an opportunity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that a conversation? Did you just meet him? Like,
yes,
how did you go about the partnership?
He told me that he was opening a dispensary, and I explained, like, hey, I got some dope products, and he followed through. He told me that he was opening in a few months. He's working on things, and when it came to that time, he hit me up and was like, hey, I need some of your best merch. So
I really like this large pouch.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't want to touch yours. I saw,
touch
I don't want to touch it. No,
touch it. Open it. This is personal, so don't think I'm all like messy because I got a bunch of stuff in here.
Yeah, no,
stuff that's in here. Like, it's all type of stuff in here, and I mix and match. Like, this
I got some content ideas for you.
I'm here for it. That's the part. That's what I'm saying. I know this year I'm outsourcing, and I'm not going to be mad about it because content is not my thing.
Yeah, and that's something I hope people realize. Like, you got it. We outsource a lot. You have to outsource, especially when it's time to expand your business and your brand, because that could be the thing that's like
holding
you up. I agree. So just making better moves or getting a better look as I've reached out to people like, hey, I know that you're good at this. Can you help me? How much does it cost to, you know, do this and that for me? And it's a better look than I could ever provide. So now it's like, it's okay. Like you said, it's cool. Some people, they feel like, oh, I got to do this all myself. And like, you're really setting yourself up for failure, because that's not your crab. It ain't going to look how you want it to look, ever.
It's really the investment.
That's part of investing in yourself.
Or money.
And investing the time is going to be teaching yourself, which could take how long, depending on how long it's going to take you.
And get it right.
Good. And now, like I said, I'm very particular about my look and the way that I want things to look. So I've done things and took up so many times. It's like, this is still a mess. You should have paid the other girl. Yeah. Man, cheapened. You know, the other girl said this, and you could have did it. It'd been done.
And done right.
Done right. With the look that you were looking for, because you know you don't like this. So it's a learning process. I've learned a lot in this amount of time.
What would you say would be your biggest lesson outside of you need a cut? Or need an assistant?
Networking. Not being afraid to step outside the box. I'm always afraid of that. Mm-hmm. Like, that was always something I was worried about. Like, how should I do it? Like, even the pop-up shop that I was in, the Dream Rich pop-up shop, I wasn't going to do it. I had anxiety. It's just, it just comes for no reason. Like, wondering, like, oh, people like it, or what if no one buys anything? And then you go, and it's a good feeling when you see how many people love the product, and people keep coming back, or people say they're going to come back, and then they actually come back over there and buy it at the end of the night. So it's always a good feeling. So I feel like what I've learned the most is networking, talking about your brand, being your brand, being true to your brand and true to yourself. Like, if you carry a certain product, vouch for it and make use of it. Make other people want to, you know, do the same thing. Don't just say you're something or do something and you're not about that.
So what does it mean to smoke like a lady? Because I like that tagline. I need it on a hat. Smoke, you know, like I need everything on a hat or a shirt.
Bad bitches smoke weed. Bad bitches smoke weed.
I might have to put that one on there. I might.
Excuse my friend. Like, bad bitches smoke weed and it's okay. Like, I feel like if more women smoke like a lady, it would be more
women
acceptable for the world and for men. Like, I talk to men all the time. And it's like, I don't want a girl to smoke. Why? Oh, because she's going to smell like her. She's going to look like it. What if she doesn't even, what if you didn't even know she smoked?
Yeah.
What would you have to say?
Not a damn thing.
Nothing. I'm cute. I handle my business. You know, the average pothead definition is somebody just sit around smoking weed all day. No, I smoke weed on my way to work. Exactly. I'm still getting my money. You don't even know I smoke. I'm still a cute professional. My hair is done. My nails done. My
Starbucks
face is not
all.
You know, blacked out. My lips still look good. I'm good. So I feel like if more women smoke like a lady, as far even your area, like I've been places, like that's what this is for. Like, you could travel with this. Yeah. If you need to, like, you don't got to roll in your lap, like, guts everywhere and stuff everywhere. Nice. Like, just do it. Like, look cute. Smoke like a lady. It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle.
It is.
I'm working on some ashtrays.
I endorse it.
I haven't found a cute ashtray that I'm in love with. Because, again, I'm very anal. So
I don't think a lot of people respect that process. Like, the,
it's a process. Don't but just it's get a, anything.
They like, this gone here, just throw it on.
Don't just do anything. Yeah. If it ain't you, don't do it. Be patient.
Because your brand appreciated way more. I really like
and
this
customers.
Stuff. Yeah, the people who you're making it for, who you make it in mind.
All of my people who smoke, especially my close home girls, they're like, when I go somewhere and I pull this out, everybody all ask me where I got it from, and I'm so classy. And I tell them they can smoke like a lady too, and I'm like, yeah, like everybody can smoke,
you
like,
can
a
smoke
lady.
Like a lady too.
You can smoke like a lady too. Like, it's okay to smoke weed and have fun and do it, but you can look a certain way or be a certain person. That's why I feel like Rihanna, Erykah Badu, like. People like that, like, you know, a good vibe, pretty, chill. We like to indulge when we like to indulge in, but then you never know. We might pop this out. You know what's in here. Boom.
It's a whole bunch of smell proof. Exactly.
It's smell proof, and this is tested. I don't walk past dogs in Arizona with some shit on me.
Period.
It's
use at your own risk outside of cannabis.
Listen,
big dog.
Use at your own risk. Now, don't be saying LaCheek first when you tell y'all to be bringing bowls through the airport.
Me, oh, I didn't see that one. Let me see that. Yeah.
That one was my favorite until I realized the amount of stuff. That
so how many? Because it's you got technically three designs. Mm-hmm. Are they all different? Like. Okay, hold on, because it's like a design and then it's like a bag shape. You got three different styles. Mm-hmm. There we go. And then are your styles, are they all the same design or does this come in a different design? Or is
that's the only design. So okay. Each one, like, I did three different
it's
sizes.
Unique. Okay.
So the Sherry and Moore, this is probably my smallest one. A tray can fit in here, but you're going to have to, like, push it in here. If you put a tray in here, you don't really want to put more than, like, a tray in, like, a tube or something. Because you don't want to mess up your zipper. This one, everything going here. Maybe two trays, maybe two grinders. That one can fit a tray, a grinder, and a full set. So, this one is the Sherry and Moore. This is the Bossy Chic. And this is the Glamour Chic.
Like, and these are three
different party packs.
This is the party pack. This is my favorite one. Like, the Glamorous Chic, it's got a lot going on. It's the sequins, and then, you know.
I like this because you can carry this like a hand pouch. Yes. Yeah, clutch,
That can be used as a clutch. You know,
I ain't stressing
it. I have friends that don't smoke, and they put, like, their Tamps in there and MaxiPad.
Tamps, I'm going to start calling it that. You know I love a good nickname.
Sanitary napkins.
Nice. All the ladies would enjoy either way.
Yeah, and it's smell proof. I like that. So what's do you want to do different bags as far as like shape wise or you
want
to just do different designs or both?
I want different designs. I want both. Okay. I want to compete. And I also I'm thinking about doing something that's unisex. Okay. So that I can cater to men too and women at the same time. Like it's still for us, but a man doesn't have to feel if it's a masculine man, you know, too girly for him. I'm also considering something larger for transport, for transfer purposes, Like, yeah, vacation, maybe like a duffel tote.
Okay. Oh, actual transporting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, smell proof. I can understand that. They said that the dogs. This is nerdy, but
foot
they
bombs.
Said that. They said that the dogs that are in the airport, like the drug dogs, they smell the terpenes and all. Because cannabis doesn't really have a smell, exactly. So it's the terpenes that they're smelling. So it makes sense. But yeah.
Oh, I thought they was testing for bombs. I don't be going.
I think they're
testing for bombs. I don't be.
I mean, personally,
scared.
I feel like these days they're not really looking for cannabis in those airports. They're looking for like other narcs and stuff. But it's better to be safe than sorry. Because if you're going to a state that's not legalized,
or a country.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I would country. Never tiptoe with the country. K-Live.
I was gonna say country. I don't know about the country
because they like Britney up.
You did?
Yeah. I was trying to bring weed back from Jamaica.
And they stopped you?
I got stopped by customs, me and my husband.
They
tried to charge us five. They tried to fine us five vans, and we're like, oh my god, I didn't even know that was in there, you know. And we like, he's like, okay, since it's your first time, you know, we're gonna just take it and dispose of it. It was a whole ounce, and I was so mad because I'm like,
it was good, wasn't it?
It was some good. It was some good weed because we brought it with us because we were told that Jamaica, it was a hit or miss.
Uh-huh.
With getting weed from there. Like, if you do get some good weed, you gotta go get it, and we're gonna go get it from safe-wise, you know, safety-wise. Mm-hmm. So we brought some on ourselves, which typically, to be honest, I always travel with my own weed. But
you
coming
it.
Back with it
was a problem.
You can bring stuff to their country, but you can't bring nothing to our country. It was a good wake-up call for me, though, because I think that I was told not to bring it back, and I think that I was being stubborn.
Like,
I'm pretty sure.
I can get through.
I thought I was a big dog. It wasn't that kind of bird.
Do you try to not convince, but like educate the people around you on how consuming cannabis can improve their life? Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to advocate in some way?
I am that friend. Like, don't come to me with your problems. Because the first thing I'm like, you want to smoke? First things first, do you want to smoke? Then we can talk about this, but do you want to smoke? Like, you telling me you got back pain or anxiety? You should smoke. Think about it first, then talk to me. You don't want to smoke? Like, you should smoke. Smoke.
Smoke. Smoke.
Smoke. Like, I don't have anything I could think of. My friends and family would tell you that's going to be my first go to, like, smoke or drink water.
Hydrate
or
get high.
Water, get high. Drink both. Drink some water. Should have missed it. Cause
how much do you think you consume a day?
Maybe like a quarter.
A day?
Now we judge her.
Y'all, like,
it's okay.
What
is
this right now? Excuse me,
ma'am. I'm trying to. My throat started itching. I'm trying to.
Ma'am.
Because you smoke backwoods. That's actually about right. That's 7 grams. They say 3.5 in the backwood. That's what the.
That's a 1.7 in the backwood.
Remember 1.7? I do know what a 1.7 is.
1.7 is 3.5. 2 1.7s are 3.5. 4 blunts a day? Yeah. That is right.
Yeah.
That made me feel bad.
No,
right.
I smoke cones, though. I smoke cones with raw. Rest in peace. You out of here.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Yeah. About a quarter.
I probably would have. I can't lie. If I had a man and kids, I'd probably smoke a quarter a day, too.
Yeah.
Respectfully.
Like, no, respectfully.
Yeah.
I got two toddlers, technically. I got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
It has to be a different balance. What would you have to have?
I was going to say, how do you balance? Like, juggle the business side, the mom side, the partner or lover side.
My most important part is to smoke.
My
as
girl
long
says.
As you wake up and you get you a good high going, you know, I wake up, I write in my planner. I'm an early bird, so I wake up at like 6 a.m. every day.
Okay.
I'm up, you know, getting my thoughts a little bit, write in my planner, smoke, roll up, you know, get showered, get dressed, and then it's like I'm ready to take on the day. Then in the middle of the day, you start coming down again.
You
gotta
breathe.
If you don't smoke again, the day might not go right. That's planned.
What type of weed or cannabis do you like to smoke?
I'm a sativa type of girl.
Sativa sisters unite.
I gotta be up.
Same.
I gotta be up. I can only do the indicas at night. Probably after I put the kids to bed, or you know, they wind down, because I gotta be up. I have to be up. I have to be alert. I have to stay energetic. I'm a normally bubbly person anyway. So it's like,
It is like once you get into like understanding the difference in between an indica and a sativa, it'll really make your experience with.
I think absolutely. So some people are like, I don't like smoking, so I'll be asleep. You need to worry about what you're smoking then, because you're smoking indica, you need to smoke a sativa.
I really
wake up. What do you mean you be asleep? You're not gonna be asleep if you smoke a sativa strain. I promise.
Yeah. Nope.
You're gonna be mad. You can't go to sleep.
Yep, like, you're gonna do so. I remember my first time I went to like the hood dispensary. He was like, "You want to clean the kitchen or you want to go to sleep?" I said, "I want to clean the kitchen." He was like, "I got you."
Yeah. Just little stuff like that.
That's a good comparison. I like that. Like,
shout out to the hood dispensary. They don't get enough love. License them so they can make their money.
No, for real. You want to clean the kitchen or you want to go to sleep? Because that's
those crying the car to Billy. I'm
crying the family.
No, for real. For real. Do you smoke in the house? You got a she shack? How you?
No, but I'm working on it. Like, okay. I need a mansion. I want like a whole she cave full of cannabis and fun stuff for me. You know,
smell proof it out.
Yes.
And you got the fiat.
Come up in here.
Bothering
my she shack. I like she shack better than a she cave.
She shed.
It is.
A she shed.
Like a commercial. I want like a basement. Area my side of the basement and your side
over there.
The kids' side over there. I ain't got a lot of room.
A nice smell proof room would be dope.
That's what I'm like, you halfway there.
You got the smell proof products for sure.
I want everything to be smell proof about my brand. It already almost is. The canna jars are smell proof.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so hold on. Yeah, sorry,
let's
y'all.
Get into this.
What all you got? Because I thought it was just the. I thought.
Oh, girl.
I saw the grinder and the tube.
So this is the tube. This is not clean. This is probably one of my personals. So,
girls, okay, we just want to see what
everything is branded. Yeah,
okay.
Not any noise.
Of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
This is the can. Now, so this takes about 6 to 7 grams. It doesn't look like it.
Oh, it's a jar. I thought it was another version of the grinder.
It's a canna jar and it's smell proof and waterproof.
So you put your cannabis in there.
You put your blunt in there, roll it, or it's better for
cones
and joints.
Oh, it's right there.
Most of us that smoke backwoods, they'd be pretty fat. Or if you don't smoke backwoods fat, you shouldn't smoke backwoods.
You know? That's how my girl be having the 170.
Yeah, you know, you do the cones or the joints or something. Maybe a little swisher.
Keep it
on
the playground. Okay, she's allowed with swishers.
The backwood, that's your. If you smoke swishers, I probably wouldn't want to smoke with you, but I prefer you to smoke a swisher if you want to smoke a little bit of weed in it because it makes more sense. A backwood or a slapwood, a loose leaf.
We got to get into your rules because I'm curious
you
about the swisher.
You're trying to put a little bit of weed in that. You know, that's
not don't roll a little joint.
Yeah, you have a pencil. You know, we're not doing that. The canna jar. So I have a smaller canna jar. I was kind of rushing in here because I don't know if y'all was going to be sitting here like waiting at the dough. And this is the smaller one. So this one is like 417.
This the jar. Yep, the canna jar.
Oh, wow.
And these both come in black or rose gold. Black or rose gold.
Huh. These are so cute. Yeah, y'all got to go on the website. I like this.
That one, those are my favorite because if you are a joint smoker or a wood smoker, it doesn't matter.
It
fits either. The hands will open up to expand however big you need them to.
Yeah. It's a little ring, y'all. A little joint holder
and
ring.
These hands open.
Yeah.
You know, got to burn your fingernails and all of that stuff. You know, we all got on these cute nails. We don't want no burns. No. That's what I mean by smoking like a lady. Ain't nobody wants to be playing with you with your nails done, got burns on them. You got white tips. You don't want them yellow and all of that. We're not doing that.
I've been there before.
That's not smoking like no lady. That's not.
Don't do it. Reel yourself in, women. Gather yourself.
Yeah.
Gather yourself. Like, and you said you want to do ashtrays next. I see that being.
Ashtrays and lighters.
I was thinking that. That's what I was going. That's what I was thinking.
But again, I'm so anal. I'm working on just the perfect look. So I want it to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big, it wouldn't go with my stuff right now unless it was like a metallic thing or something, you know? Iridescent.
Ooh, like, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I want everything to pop. Like, pop.
It's definitely giving Beyonce. Like, that's like.
If Beyonce smoked weed, I would want her to be like, I need my.
Oh, my girl be high or off a mushroom. Something.
I think she'd be off something. You know, Queen Bee, she got a lot to pay attention to. Oh, look. I was gonna release these, y'all, but I had a hard time smoking them myself. It's a glass.
I had one of those before. How I can't lie. I threw it away.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you testing it before just trying to
throw
it up.
I test everything. Because if I'm not feeling it, I'm like, oh, somebody smell it like this. That's why I like those hands, because I had another one that you could just put the blend in. Oh, I do. Right here. People love these. I'm not a fan.
Oh, I know. Okay.
I know which one. This is also for hookah too. For hookah or, but me, I tell people to put it in the tip, because you could put this, that I meant about the raw. Your raw will fit in here, but not over there.
Okay.
But that can also go in the tip of a hookah.
Oh yeah. This is so
That's very pretty.
It's like, it's cute, but it's just not
functional.
Well, you can't put the black. That's something you would. That's
it wasn't
like
for me.
That's like if you got an occasion.
Yeah, like a cute little. Let me look cute.
Like a masquerade.
Yeah, masquerade.
Real quick, but like my everyday use, no. And I test out all of my stuff.
I would smoke something like that.
All of my stuff. Like, I carry my stuff. That's why this one is like two tall, because I put two. I just do stuff and make stuff look different, but. That's why I didn't like this glass blunt. It was just real weird.
Yeah, when I it was weird for
myself.
And then
I felt like I put too much weed in it. It was wasting a lot of my weed, because you got to like
rolling in there,
fill it up basically with the twist. I don't know. Yeah, so I didn't put it on the line. I was gonna order them to go on my brand and try to get Lushy for 20 on the side.
Is there any other products you try and you was just like, eh, doesn't work for my brand?
I say the glass blunt, the one that I just mentioned besides this one, it's two colors of this. I think that's it. So I like all of my trays. The grinders are cool. I don't really use grinders, but I know a lot of women do.
Mm-hmm.
That was really it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think of more things that will work for us as a whole, like women, that would be better for us. I do want to tap into the physical aspect of it, as far as like lips and skin. So I think I want to work on a lip scrub.
Okay, I can see that. That's smart.
That'd be a real nice.
Yeah. That'd help women smell like a lady, because that's something I hear from men too. And it's be black all the time. I'm not a dentist, so I feel like teeth, that's gonna just come.
Because you smoke.
Yeah.
You
got to treat your own teeth. You got to whiten your own teeth. And me personally, I use charcoal products. Charcoal toothbrush, charcoal toothpaste, charcoal powder.
I use that in baking soda.
Big on it. Baking soda. It's old school.
Yeah. My grandma,
It's old school.
Shout out to BJ.
Yeah. So stuff like that. But lips-wise, like your lips turning, I want to work on a good scrub for us.
I can for sure see that. Let me know when you need a tester. Yeah. For sure. Like, what?
That'll help you smell like a lady, right?
No, for sure. And that, like, even how it ties into your thing. But my marketing head goes all the way to the right. So we can have a conversation later. But no, I think that's perfect. I think that's perfect. You got anything else?
Yeah. Who would you say inspires you, like, outside of y'all?
Rihanna? No, I'm just kidding.
No, literally, Rihanna. Like, yeah. Rihanna is, she's who she is. You feel me? Like, she smokes weed. People know. She's fine as hell. She obviously handles her business because she's a billionaire.
Right.
And she smokes weed. You know, like, Erykah Badu, too. Like, I brought them to it for a reason, because Erykah Badu, too, is one of them. Like, she smokes a lot of weed. I went to her concert and I was blown back, because she's so beautiful in person. I want you to feel free smoking and doing you, but still look like something.
Hello,
look
something.
Like something. Like,
something.
You know, don't just like, oh, yeah, that girl, yeah, she smoked all the time. Yeah, I smoke, but all my shit is together. And I'm cute as hell.
Period.
Don't forget to throw that in there. Like, you know, respect the classy stoners.
Yeah.
Respect them. And I feel like Rihanna is like a good prototype for that, for my. Who I was like, yeah, that's it. Like, marketing, you know, good, pulling out good cute stuff to roll, even if your assistant has to roll it.
I can't wait.
I definitely.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
A professional roller.
I'm putting that in my prayers.
On my payroll.
What? I never thought about that.
Professional roller is definitely on my payroll.
Or assistant that knows how to roll good. Like,
if you cannot roll, you're not being my assistant. What are you even getting?
I never thought about how important.
That's probably one thing that I hate the most. Rolling. I hate it.
Really?
But it's like it's a catch 22 because I hate rolling, but I want to roll. I prefer to roll because I don't want you rolling and messing it up.
Fair.
Some people like, I just gotta do it. You don't want some dumb right, you gotta do it yourself.
Ooh. How would I know about that? That's crazy.
No, I really like your brand. I think it's important, and it also encourages like open consumption with women. Like,
thank you.
I don't go toting around and I smoke, but now since we have a brand, obviously people know that I consume. But just like stuff like this is really dainty, and I could pull up, look classy. You encourage other people who look like us, or women who look like us, behave like us, to want to consume. Like my, what I look like pulling out a raw tray, like
that's
just
what
raw,
that's
all over,
like big and gaudy, and for men, and no, I'm not doing that.
Oh yes, this is really cute.
Thank
but that's
you.
What I was gonna say. Thank you. For
I'm happy that y'all like it.
Okay. Right,
and
I
worked really hard on this, and I'm really working hard on more stuff because I want more stuff for us, like more things that we need, more things for on the go, for travel purposes. Like I smoke a lot in my car.
Me too.
I'm always on the go.
Yeah.
So. Me too.
I want stuff for moms. You know.
It's definitely is. This is definitely like the time to really expand into it because it's about to be more moms once more education comes out and more people get to really see like the medicinal benefits of it, and it's more than just getting high. It people are gonna need the education, they're gonna need the products, and they're gonna need the experience, and you got all of that. So
thank you.
What?
Nah, she just chasing it in my period, guess.
I love it. I love good feedback. I did a lot of
research. I was just about to say, what did the research process look like into
it
before you?
It literally took me 6 months. Literally, like, between working with my vendor and, like, researching the different... Because at one point, I got so frustrated with working with, you know, a vendor overseas. I'm like, I'm going to have a local seamstress do this.
Did you?
How do you make it? No. My vendor's from overseas, but I'm like, what makes a smell proof bag? What makes it smell proof? And what I found out is that it's carbon lining on the inside. So it's like a double lining they're put on the inside of this in between. It's like the zipper. It doesn't seem that hard, but it may be difficult for the average seamstress. I don't know. I'm willing to give it a try when I get, you know, more money. Also,
to have it produced here,
what I would tell you guys, since we're here, a person that I'm really interested in working with is Brandon Blackwood.
Okay.
And I really think that I want Brandon Blackwood to design some of my smoker bags.
That'd be a nice collaboration.
I think so. I really think
like
so.
A whole purse that's smell proof?
A whole smell proof purse.
What? We might have to cut that out so don't nobody even think about it on some. Oh, that is iconic. A
couple of packs of Zaz in there.
Yes.
And not even
that. Yes. Because he did.
I like his design.
One of the girls, Janae, she came to our yoga. She had one of his bags and it had cannabis plants all over it.
Really?
Yeah.
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 That's really interesting to know.
Yeah.
Because that was my other thing about him. I'm like, I don't know if that's his market. But
oh yeah, she tagged us in one. If you go on our Instagram and look at our tag stuff, you'll see the bag because it's tagged in our. She tagged us in the reel that she made. So, yeah, you on the right path. You on the right path. I will for sure get me a black woman made smell proof bag. Literally a smell proof for the cannabis.
I don't wear purses. I wear that.
Yeah, I think that'd be like. Yeah, I think so.
It's a market. It is. There are. Because what we say, cannabis is a luxury anyway. Like, you have to have money to smoke.
Purchase.
Especially to smoke regularly, now all day.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Flowers.
Yeah, whenever you want.
Edibles.
So you gotta have money, but if you are, and it's obviously different type of people who spend their money how they want to, right? But who you're marketing to, they have extra funds. And they probably enjoy investing in Black women, because that's, I know I do. Like, mm-hmm. I love a Black woman to infinity.
Yes.
To
yes.
infinity.
Yes. And I love a good Black-owned business. Like, oh, that is sweet. That's dope. Like, innovative. I'm all about innovation.
Yeah. And you can tell people took their time and put their effort into it. You can ask her. I'm so particular. Like, if you don't look like you thought about it, I don't want to spend my money with you. No, for real.
Because anybody could do that. You know? We all have the same resources. We all have the same resources. It's just about the time that you take out to tap into, you know, that craft that you want to, you know, your market, your brand. Like, if you don't take time into investing in your brand, why should we?
So what is, before we get out of here, something you would suggest or say to a Black woman who wants to get into the cannabis industry?
Keep going. Don't give up. Don't be intimidated, because that's why I love the name of your podcast, The Boys Are Telling Me It. Cannabis is for boys. The industry is geared towards boys. I don't care if you're a Black woman, a white woman. It's for boys. So a woman, especially a Black woman in the cannabis industry, keep going. Like, stay true to yourself and your brand and keep going. That's the only way. Like, if no one stops you, you just keep going, you're unstoppable. But if you get discouraged, or, you know, like, it was a point in my life where I got discouraged. And I'm like, do people really like this? Or, you know, should I spend money on this? What if nobody buys it? And then you do it, and it's like, you see how many people like you and want to shop with you, and they believe in you harder than you believe in yourself. Or you talk to some people, and it's like, oh, wow, I need to hear that. Keep going. Network, market, get out here, talk to people. Like, talk about your brand. If that's what you want to do, be confident in that. And don't let anybody tell you different.
Period.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Diamond.
Thank y'all for having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for my car.
Yeah. I'm about to bring Brittany some stuff. I got to go in my trunk.
Look. Well, I got an iridescent grinder, but I got that
from the iridescent grinder? They don't sell the sheet for 20.
She said, get it together. Gather yourself.
I know what I'm saying. It's getting tossed because I got my car now. It's getting tossed. I got my car.
All right, y'all. So thank y'all so much for listening. And make sure you join us next week. And, oh, make sure y'all check the show notes and go follow LaSheek on Instagram and visit the website. That'll all be in the notes. And just connect, because, like I said, her stuff is beautiful. And this is stuff that fits the demographic of the women we're trying to get in contact with, in connection 100%. With. So, all right, y'all. Have a good week. Bye. Bye.